This is Adventist World Radio Ghana, Voice of Hope.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
For today's Daylight Magazine, we have Your Bible and You, Youth Corner, and Moment of Truth. I'm your presenter, Emanuela Brefumenta, welcoming you to today's magazine. Stay tuned.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It is now time for your Bible and you.
For our reflections, we shall look at Genesis chapter 4, verses 22 to 26.
Zillah also had a son, Tubal-Cain, who forged all kinds of tools out of bronze and iron. Tubal-Cain's sister was Naamah. Lamech said to his wives,
Ada and Zillah, listen to me. Wives of Lamech, hear my words. I have killed a man for wounding me, a young man for injuring me. If Cain is avenged seven times, then Lamech 77 times.
Adam made love to his wife again, and she gave birth to a son and named him Seth, saying,
God has granted me another child in place of Abel, since Cain killed him.
Seth also had a son, and he named him Enosh. At that time, people began to call on the name of the Lord.
Just listened to the audio version of Genesis chapter 4, verses 22 to 26. Keep this in your heart.
AWR, Voice of Hope. We will bring you joy. Keep hope alive.
Brace yourself for our next segment, Youth Corner.
We must leave beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll leave you all. So afraid that you will not be found. It won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I'll leave you all.
Hello, listener. This is Youth Corner. Back to you again. We are starting a new topic altogether today, education. We are educated everywhere we go, anytime. We want to dive into education and know much about education. So, Ohinema Kofi Inti, who is a lecturer here in VVU, and Gloria Mudamwa, who is also a student here, are going to help us understand what education is and how we can be educated, when we should be educated, and why we should be educated. We are going to start, and I know you can't really wait to hear everything and to learn more. So straight up, I'm moving on. Gloria, how do you understand education?
Education is giving or receiving instruction. Example, in the schools, at the house, at the office, anywhere, anytime.
Okay, so at the school, in the house, so that brings us to the topic, the types of education. What are the types or the categories of education?
We have formal, informal, and non-formal type of education.
Okay.
I think formal. The formal type of education is the one we receive from schools. Then the informal is, I think, the one we receive from the house. That's how I understand it. Then the non-formal, I think it's like we receive it anyway. That's how I understand
anyway,
it.
Anyway, we received a non-formal anyway. What are some of the limits to education?
Education is limitless. To say there's no end to education. If education means receiving and passing on information, basically the definition for it, there are a lot of definitions for education. The process of receiving or imparting information to students. However, you can have students in school setting, have students in non-school setting. Basically, when we talk about the formal, just as Gloria said, you're looking at structured kind of education that involves curriculum, a program that you follow.
Okay. You
talk about syllabus too, that you follow and take them through. But the issue is that it is as if you are saying that the limit to education is when you are dead. You don't learn anything. But once there's life in you, there's you always learn new things.
You always learn new things. Okay, but let me come back to you. Does our societies affect our education? Generally?
Yeah, society actually determines education. They influence a lot when it comes to education. In fact, it is believed that it's the society that determines the education because they want to educate you to fit into their society. So the society has influence. In other words, society determines what you should learn. Because in actual fact, they will benefit. They actually benefit from whatever you learn. You look at the informal education, then you're talking about the indigenous education or the traditional form of education. Education started. The ancient kind of education, even in Ghana, you talk about the pre-colonial kind of education before they came here. Our fathers trained us in terms of the career. Our mothers would train us how to take care of the home, how to raise children, and all those things. These are all part of the things that society actually used to prepare us to be good people in the society. No society will train people to be against them, like training people to be armed robbers,
prostitutes,
and those things. They will not. So they have positive influence on us. However, if they don't play their role well, they end up getting what they don't want.
Yes.
That is why it's incumbent on the society to shape what the people should learn.
Gloria, you are in school.
Mm-hmm.
Let's come to formal education. How do school rules affect your education, affect your level of study?
School rules, to me, affect my education positively. Because,
really?
Yeah.
Some or all?
Some.
Hmm.
Some.
Hmm.
Yeah, because sometimes the school rules and regulation will tell you that when it's 10 o'clock, go and sleep. We will lock the door.
Hmm.
And you know that by 10 o'clock, no matter where you are, you might be indoors. So due to that aspect, I think it helps me a lot. But it might not favor someone.
Yeah, someone who actually
is not,
loves to learn during the night.
Yes, it will not favor that person. So I think the rules, sometimes it depends on how it is being inflicted on the student.
Ahinema, I know you really have something to add.
You know, when you talk about rules and students generally don't like rules.
Mm.
And sometimes
we love rules,
just
but not
don't. And even people in society don't like rules because rules sometimes tend to restrict us.
Oh, yeah.
But the other side of it is that rules protect us. If it is not because of rules, there will always be chaos. Okay? The issue is that somebody may think that sleeping at 10 p.m. is not good. It's like cutting your freedom.
We are adults
and those things. But
we are grown-ups. We need freedom.
Grown-ups. As a health professional, if you can sleep by 10 p.m. as a student, you'll be able to retain a lot of the things that you've learned, you're able to recall. Because sleep is good. You need to sleep in the night. It's good. So sometimes these rules, you may not appreciate them because sometimes, let me say, some of the rules are not well explained to you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you may not seem to appreciate, but they direct us, they guide us. Not actually, yes, as Gloria says, something like inflicting, but it's not inflicting anything on you. But at the end of the day, you realize that the rules actually have helped you to become a better person.
Wow. Rules don't kill. We have learned that. Rules protect us. Without rules, there would be chaos in our societies. So rules are there to shape in us. These are some of the things that we have learned today about education, why we need to be educated. So soon our time is up. Next discussion, as usual, we will continue from exactly where we ended. Ohineba Kofi Inti and Gloria Mo helped us to understand what education is and why we need education and then the rules. Thank you for tuning in to Youth Corner. I'm your host, Redeemer Ampem.
Is Adventist World Radio Ghana, Voice of Hope. If you need further information or study materials on issues we have discussed, please write to Adventist World Radio Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, West Africa. Or if you have access to the internet, send us an email through radio@vvu.edu.gh. Or better still, you can call us on +233 3070 51 058 or +233 2087 04 532. If our lines are busy, don't give up. Just keep on trying, for we are expecting your calls, emails and letters.
AWR, Voice of Hope, we will bring you joy. Keep hope alive. You are near. Please.
The only way to multiply happiness is to draw closer to God through His Word. It is now time for Moment of Truth.
This is Moment of Truth. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for divine understanding for all my listeners. Let your Holy Spirit descend and speak truth in Jesus' name. Beloved, we continue in our series, The Holy Spirit and New Tongues. In the first series, we ended up with the fact that on the day of Pentecost, there was a kind of diversity of languages there gathered from about 16 nations or more. And God intended the gospel of Jesus Christ to reach all these Jews who have come from diaspora to be able to go back to their various countries with the words of truth. And how can the apostles who were Galileans accomplish this great feat? So God supplied their deficiency by giving them power of the Holy Spirit to be able to speak in other tongues and the languages of the people there gathered. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 2 that they heard the apostles speak in the language in which they were born, their mother tongues. So they were not babbling, making just mere noise like frogs, but they were speaking languages that were existing and the people heard in their mother tongues, and beloved, 3,000 were converted. Tongue is a gift, not a fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's one of the gifts of the Spirit to reach people who do not understand your language to be able to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians 12 verse 10, the Bible says that to another the working of the miracles God gives, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirit, to another different kinds of tongue, to another the interpretation of tongues. And God gave this tongue to aid the gospel so that people might be saved. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 21 to 22, there the word of the Lord says that in the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips, I will speak to these people. And yet, for all that, they will not hear me, says the Lord. Therefore, tongues are a sign not to those who believe, but to unbelievers. But prophesying is not for unbelievers, but for those who believe. What is the Bible talking about, beloved? It simply means that God gives the power for us to speak other language, in the sense that when God sends me somewhere, I go to a place where the people, I have to reach them for Christ, and they don't even understand my language. I can't speak their language. God gives me the power to be able to speak their language. So it becomes a sign of God to those unbelievers that the power of God has rested upon me for me to reach them in an unknown language. But to those who believe, prophesying, speaking the word of God is what, beloved, we needed. So tongue, which is the ability, a gift of the Spirit to speak other languages, either learnt or unlearned. The word tongue simply means language, and it has meaning, and all languages, beloveds, have meaning. So 1 Corinthians 14, 10 to 11 talks about that there are so many kinds of languages in the world, and none of them is without significance. Therefore, if I do not know the meaning of the language, I shall be a foreigner to him who speaks, and he who speaks will be a foreigner to me. But the Bible says there are many kinds of languages in the world, but all of them have meaning. They are not like a baby babbling, but they are pure languages which have meaning. And Paul says that they can even be interpreted, and they must be interpreted in the church. In 1 Corinthians 14, 27, 28 says that if anyone speak in a tongue, let there be two or at most three, each in ten, and let one interpret. But if there is no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God. So it simply means that they are not strange babbling or a kind of gibberish that we make, but they are tongues and they are gift of ministry. As the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28 to 31. And the word of the Lord says, and God has appointed this in the church, first apostles, second prophet, third teachers, after that miracles, and then gift of healing, helps, administrations, variety of tongues. 29 says, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles, do all have gift of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret? Yes, the Bible says these are gift of ministry. Apostle first, God begin to list them in their order of merit. Apostle, prophet, teachers, miracles, a gift of tongues, healing, administration, here, and variety of tongues. In fact, in the order of the arrangement for the edification of the church of God, mere speaking of tongues because you have the gift is even the list of the gift as arranged by the Bible. It's the list of the gifts. First, apostles, and on and on. And it's the list of it all, as the Bible put it. So why do we blow it up, beloveds in the Lord? The devil always counterfeits a lot of things just to deceive. For tongues to benefit the church, or to edify, or to build up the church, it must be spoken with meaning or with an interpreter, in the sense that the people who are in the church must understand the language you are speaking, because it must benefit them. And Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 5, I wish all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesy. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interpret, that the church may receive edification, the church might be built up. So the issue here is that in 1 Corinthians 12, at the 14, Paul was addressing a problem in the church of Corinth, the misuse of the gift of tongues. Instead of speaking known languages, the brethren, when they got together, begin to speak languages of other people without any interpreter because they have the gift. It was a kind of show in the spirit. So Paul said, no, it cannot be like that. In 1 Corinthians 14, 26 to 28, Paul began to address this challenge that was in the church of Corinth. And he says, brethren, how is it that whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation, let all things be done for edification. If anyone speaks in tongue, let there be two or at most three, each in ten, and let one interpret. So Paul was here correcting the misuse of the gift. Not that they were speaking wrong tongues, they were speaking actual languages, but they were using that gift in its wrong place by speaking the language that the church does not really understand. So Paul says, the spirit of the prophet are subject to the prophet. So if I have the gift, which is, the Holy Spirit does not compel me to speak the language when people there could not or cannot understand even what I'm saying. So Paul says the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. So the spirit is not a creator of confusion. So Paul says you have to know what to do, the proper thing in the house of God, because God is not the author of confusion. So beloved in the Lord, as we look into this series more and more, God is going to make his word so clear unto you that There is genuine tongue and there's counterfeit tongue. May God bless you, give you understanding. In Jesus' name, this is Moment of Truth by God's servant, Pastor G.Y. Aguado. May God richly bless you. Amen.
This is Adventist World Radio Ghana, Voice of Hope. If you need further information or study materials on issues we have discussed, please contact us on Adventist World Radio Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, West Africa. Or if you have access to the internet, send us an email through radio@vvu.edu.gh. Or better still, you can call us on +233 3070 51 058 or +233 2087 04 532. If our lines are busy, don't give up. Just keep on trying, for we're expecting your calls, emails, and letters. My dear listener, I believe you have been blessed by our programs. Keep pondering over lessons learned from our magazines to stay blessed. Enjoy the rest of your day. I have been your presenter, Emanuela Brifumensa. Bye for now.